and used that one for the kitchen. But they built it right up close to it and used the main house there for a kitchen. And didn't have no walk to it. Well, you might say no walk. And now that chimney they built was, let me see, what did they call that now? It was a kind of a semi-brick chimney. It was, the inside of it was brick. They started at the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, like they build a brick veneer houses these days, they call it a brick veneer.
Mm-hmm. Just cover the front on it.
Uh-huh. And, well, they built a, started with brick, and come on up here past where these hogs, that I was telling you, back, they called it backing hogs, mm-hmm. to these dirt and stick chimneys. Mm-hmm. Well, now they come on up there, we hit above where they had the backs and hogs to the old dirt and stick chimney. All right, then they put the dirt and stick chimney all around that and went on out the top. Mm-hmm. But it was a dirt and stick on the outside, and just in here, watch it, I would call it just the firebox. Of course, that was dangerous right on you, because you had that dirt and stick on up yonder right where it could get hot and still.
Sounds like
it. And they eventually then tore that off and built it brick all the way. They done away with the other kitchen. So they done away with everything there that I can first remember. They done away with the kitchen, and they done away with, then they used the house for a kitchen. Then they done away with that. And eventually then, after they got the cutting roads like this, they went eventually, moved that house out on the road. Mm-hmm. The last was built and it's still standing there.
Mm-hmm. I even lived in here after I got grown.
And it was built when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But, I lived in it 1 year after I married.
After you moved out of that house, what house did you move into?
Well, I moved out of the old home house into here. Mm-hmm. And then I stayed out 1 year and I went back to the old home house. Mm-hmm. And I stayed there then 8 or 10 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I lived there and I believe I lived there and come over here on the highway now. Mm-hmm. But that was a frame house at that time. Of course, there's a brick building there now, a brick room there now.
How many rooms did that frame house have?
The last one I lived in? Oh, it had, well, Paul's old home house, it had, well, it had an offset kitchen. Mm-hmm. But it had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it had 5 bedrooms.
5 bedrooms? Mm-hmm. It's pretty big.
Yeah, it was a big house, but it had a whole set kitchen.
What other rooms did it have in it? 5 bedrooms? And
that was it. 5 bedrooms and, well, it had a closet in there. Mm-hmm. One closet, all it had in there.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of furniture would you have in different houses you lived in the bedrooms and through the house?
Well, in the bedrooms, in other words, the bedroom, living room, and the whole thing was together. Mm-hmm. You went in there, mm-hmm. and you'd have a dresser, mm-hmm. and that would about be it. A dresser and your chairs and benches. We was all fool about, in other words, every place had a bench or two or three. Mm-hmm. Mostly benches, a couple of benches at every table. Mm-hmm. Now you take this right here, this here's a church bench. Mm-hmm. And you know what come this year? That son-in-law of mine, he must have this chair sitting up there. It being a log house and all, he must have this. He must have this. He said that bench had to go and come up in this porch.